You're a polymath. You are incredibly adept at numbers and crypto. Where did that come from?
I've always had an interest in languages and communication, both computer and spoken. And part of my philosophy has always been that if I'm going to study a language, I want to learn the foundation of that language. For example, if you're going to study a Romance language, you study Latin. If you're going to study an Asian, like Korean or Japanese, you need to study some classical Chinese. To me, math was the language of science. Math was the foundation that all of these other disciplines were built upon. In fact, if you look at computers, for the longest time, the reason we had the computers that we did were due to the mathematicians. Yet, if you went to an average university back in the day, it was always the math department who had the least powerful computer in the worst setup. And I always found that interesting. But I knew that foundationally, ultimately, I mean, everybody says, yes, I know a computer uses binary. But how many people really know what that means? How many really understand that? I mean, everyone compare it back. The yes, I know binary is ones and zeros. Okay, how do I take a one and a zero and make a CPU out of that? How does that happen? And in order to do that, you have to have a foundation in a lot of different disciplines. And so I get bored every 3 to 5 years and kind of reinvent myself with the stuff that I look at. So that's kind of how the math thing happened. I've always just been fascinated with numbers.
Fascination of number with numbers is fantastic. But when did you get the inkling that this was something that you could do professionally? Because it's easy to look at crypto now and say, okay, some of the greatest minds, some of the brightest people are doing crypto. But it wasn't too long ago that crypto was something that was relegated to the bottom of the math building. It was geeks who never saw sunlight. What pushed you in that direction saying, I bet this would be something my mind would be good at?
So I started out as an undergraduate in electrical engineering because I had been interested in the electronics side of things. And I got to my senior year and didn't want to leave school because I enjoy learning so much. I actually changed my major, and I changed my major to computer science at that point. I went all the way through the curriculum for the computer science degree, got to the senior level again, and changed my major to mathematics at that point, at which point my parents said that if you don't graduate and get a degree, then you're cut off. So I had been basically through the entire EE program, the entire CS program, and mathematics was kind of this bridge because I saw this disconnect between the programmers and the hardware guys. And I knew that eventually, coming down the pike, that there has to be somebody who can be the translator, so to speak, the guy that sits in the middle of the coder and the hardware guy. And that's kind of where I wanted to go. And it turned out that in order to facilitate that type of communication, you had to be adept at crypto, because when you talk about software and hardware, you're talking about buses and you're talking about data flowing across the system. And in order to make those systems secure, you're talking crypto at that point. And so I knew very early on, I recognized that there was going to be a need both at the time and later. I knew coming down the pike that as communication continued to increase through computers, that cryptography was going to become more and more important and still is. And it's funny that you mentioned that because I see too many coders who take security as an afterthought. And I think it's really a crime with the way universities are teaching programming that it's kind of like a meat factory, and we're not teaching a proper mindset as far as security is concerned. And a lot of the problems that we have today wouldn't exist if we had better secure coding practices.